How is he going to rule the house of God well? It's a degree to which you could say he man might have learned. But see, these people are supposed to be exemplars. They're supposed to be shining examples of Christian virtue. Because Christians are supposed to have virtue. We're supposed to be raised up in virtue. We're supposed to add to our faith virtue, to our virtue knowledge. I like the way the beginning of this thing, he begins with God's elect. The elect, those who are selected. Those who are chosen before the foundation of the world, according to predestination. And you can look up the word elect, predestination, chosen. You can find in the scriptures the doctrine of predestination. You get like a Strong's Concordance or something, or a program on the computer. I'm sure you could even do it online. You know, you can look up these things and you can find these doctrines in the scriptures themselves. And yet today, so many people deny the things that the scriptures teach, that God finds fault in spite of the fact that no man resists his will. You don't want to have your children accused of rioting, which was asotia, which means properly like unsavedness, unsaved behavior. You know, you say, I'm saved. As you're, I want to say something vile, you know, doing some vile thing, doing some wicked deed. I'm saved. Glug, glug, glug. I'm sure saved. That's unsaved behavior. You know, I have children that are faithful, not accused of behavior not becoming a Christian. Or unruly, unsubdued, insubordinate. Bishop must be blameless. God, is that the, you know, who could even qualify for these things these days? The world is so corrupt and perverse. It's that we have to do with a best fit. Really. A best fit. But, you know, we gotta kind of make do. Why? Because it's like things are so falling apart, we can only just do the best we can in the world we live in. We live in a world where we have cars to where we can swiftly run off to do evil. We have the internet, which evil can be brought into our homes with lightning speed. You know, we have the schools where children can be congregated so they can learn every evil work among each other. I think of, as I'm raising my children, what am I up against? Not self-willed. I like that word, self-willed. Authodis. This means self-pleasing, actually. Or arrogance. You know? More interested in pleasing himself than in pleasing God. When serving people. Not soon angry. I want some guy who's just... Orgilos. Orge is like the heat of, you know, orge is like anger and passionate, you know, quick to anger. And he's like a angry guy. Given to wine, or that means literally near wine. Every time I see brother so-and-so, I seem to see wine. No striker. No smiter. Whack. You know? Abusive person. Gets fit, you know. We've been, most civil people, I think, in our country, it's like, you know, hitting people is so taboo, you know. Something you just kind of don't do. You know, that's a striker means actually literally to smite someone, you know. Now, let's say that, you know, I'll tell you what, to get your children like this, so you might have had to smite them a few times. But that's in a, how would I put it? In a very controlled sense, you know? Children should never be punished in anger. Though sometimes they make you angry and you have to punish them immediately, but that isn't the time to use any sort of force. There is a proper way to execute correction of a child. Says he that spares the rod hates his son. You know, there's a degree, there is a place for that kind of punishment. I don't care what people think, that's monstrous. I don't really care. I see the way my children love me. And I don't go around whacking them. That's kind of stupid. It says, provoke not your children to wrath. You better be just about that. If you're going to use that, it's got to be used carefully. You should not just go around smacking people. You know, there was always a place for the rod. You know, there's a place on the part of the body that is amenable to that kind of work. You know, the bottom. And that's the only appropriate place to ever, as far as I'm concerned. You know, you don't put stripes to the back or something like that. That's terrible. But so this is, you know, a bishop can't be the kind of guy who's smacking people around. Even his own, if he's even abusive towards his children, you know. Obviously, there's some people are going to look at that in different sorts of perspectives. But the true perspective is that, you know, not in the sense of using, you know, good chastisement, but in a sense of, you know, these days, actually, you might consider that because it's like, well, you know, what if he gets in trouble for that? You know, if they start outlawing. The money. You don't want that kind of guy. Because it's like, you know, let's say your bishop, your name, he runs like the local payday loan place. Charging people, all that interest and so on and so forth, whatever, 500% annual rate or I don't know what. You don't put someone like that in charge of the church. It's a, you know, someone comes in and it's like that guy is the guy who's raping them every day, once a week or whatever. Taking advantage of poor people who can barely make it. You know, loaning them money. Taking the most from those who have the least. Never put people like that in charge of anything in the church. You bring reproach on Christ for all their wicked deeds. It's not an honest way to make a living. You could be a lover of hospitality. Someone who's fond of guests, you know? Someone who opens up his doors to people. Not like most pastors I know who are just, you know, you'll never see the inside of their house. In fact, from what I understand, pastors are actually instructed not to have people over at their house, but they go to your house. You want your bishop to be someone who loves to entertain guests. Not a wine bibber or something like that, but someone who's going to be a worthy man in the midst of the church. Because the church is supposed to be a body. We are brethren. You know,